The Almost Series, Part 4, Any Other Way, by Irony Rocks, read by Opal. John had backed her up against the table as soon as the door closed behind the others, mouth hot on hers, body aligned firmly until he had been pressed against the tabletop. "John," she gasped, laughing a little. "No, no, not here." "And pick a spot," John mumbled against her lips, almost whining. "You can't tell me something like that and expect there not to be consequences." "Consequences?" Elizabeth mused. "With situations exactly like this that got us into these consequences in the first place. By that logic, it'd be all circular." "And all we'll ever get to do is this?" John cut in, hands slipping under the hem of her shirt and moving upwards, unhooking her bra from behind with practiced ease. "I don't see a problem with that." Elizabeth's resistance mounted a little. In the next few moments, they continued to kiss and make out like damn teenagers while the rest of Atlantis continued on with their regular routine on the other side of the door. Reality sat in when she realized that she didn't even know if the door was locked. They both had a busy day ahead of them, and the sudden and conspicuous absence of both expedition leaders would not go unnoticed for long, especially since the entire expedition had been aware of their relationship for months now. Every time they walked into a room together, even just 5 minutes late, she swore she got amused, suspicious looks from half the people in attendance. She didn't even want to imagine the teasing John had to endure. "Okay, we have to stop now," Elizabeth tried again. "People will come looking for us."
"People always come looking," John reneged.
"But I've locked the door, told Chuck we were on lunch, and gave McKay the run of the city."
"What?"
He rolled his eyes. "Okay, maybe not the last part. I'm impulsive, not insane."
"Impulsive," Elizabeth repeated, and then released a final gasp when he toyed with her ear.
She wrapped her arms around him, and her fingers buried in the strands of his hair, and really, pulling away seemed like the last thing she'd want to do right now. "Reckless is more like it. Stupid, reckless, irrational."
"I don't see you making an attempt to pull away," John whispered, pulling back.
He feigned in a pout, but amusement was sparkling in back of her, back at her from his eyes.
"What does that make you?"
"Easily persuadable," she remarked with a long, suffering sigh. "Another factor, I might add, that led to the predicament we found ourselves in this morning with Carson and those tests. God, I feel like such a fool now. How did we not know?"
"Hey," John argued, "I don't think of things like that. When somebody feels like throwing up, my natural inclination is that they're possessed by an alien entity or suffering from the Pegasus version of the bubonic plague, not..."
"I know, I know." John leaned in, smirking. "Besides, back to the point at hand, I seem to recall the first time this happened, it was you who persuaded me." She locked gazes with him and arched an eyebrow, remembering the first time they'd slept together. "I didn't hear you making any complaints." He grinned, and then she dissolved into a short laugh, and really, she realized they were both still a little giddy to be thinking straight. His mouth covered hers, and John lifted her from the backside and planted her on the tabletop, insinuating himself in the space between her legs. They got caught up together again in the taste of each other, and it was all rather pathetic on their parts as mature adults. Well, Elizabeth, anyway. John's maturity had always been a little questionable on occasion, and dear God, she could barely call him mature in her head, and he was going to be a father. "I can't believe I'm pregnant," she muttered a little breathlessly. "How did this happen?"
Elizabeth, I believe we're demonstrating that right now."
She smacked him in the arm. "That's not what I mean, and you know it. How are we going to explain this to the expedition, to the IOA, to God, my mother?" John grimaced. New rule of thumb. Never mention parental figures while we're making out. He paused before moving in to trail kisses along the curve of her neck. "Besides," he mumbled between kisses, "they already know we're in a relationship. At least that's one hurdle we don't have to jump over." It wasn't as simple as that, though. They both knew it. Except Elizabeth found herself unwilling to bring down the euphoria yet by thinking about issues like that. At least, not yet. They deserved a little celebration time before the full weight of reality returned. "You haven't met my mom yet," Elizabeth added impishly, eyes sliding shut. "God, you haven't met my mom yet, and the first time I'm going to have to introduce you, it'll be as my baby's father. She's strict Catholic, you know. She's going to pounce on the whole unmarried, so we'll get married." Elizabeth froze, eyes going wide. She pushed John back by the shoulders and stared at him wide-eyed. "What did you just say?" John's hair was a complete mess, more than normal, but he raked a hand through it and glanced sideways, a sudden bashfulness that hadn't been there before creeping up his neck and setting red on his cheeks. "So?" he repeated. Then locked gaze with her, his eyes a little hesitant. "We'll get married."
Elizabeth stared at him, trying to play catch-up. It wasn't enough that they'd both just learned of her pregnancy, but now this... It was enough to send her normal verbal proficiency down to the level of a fish. She opened and closed her mouth, and struggled for words. "Look, we don't have to decide right now," John continued, a little awkward, and then stepped into the space between her legs. He kept her face in the display of his palm and whispered, "I'm happy with the way things are now. I just want you to know I'm, you know, willing, if you are." As far as marriage proposals went, it wasn't the most eloquent. Still, her breath hitched, and Elizabeth couldn't formulate any coherent response. "John," he kissed her before she could continue, but her mind was already spinning, and she couldn't get over the idea in the span of half an hour. She'd been told she was pregnant, and then proposed to by a man who was, as far as she'd always presumed, a man who'd always felt uncomfortable expressing any resemblance of feelings and commitment his entire life. That was enough to make any woman feel thrown, especially one who had given up the idea of a family many years ago. God, a family. Her breath hitched again, and she couldn't help it. Continuing, couldn't even override her emotions by paying attention to the interesting things John's lips were doing to her skin. Her eyes turned watery, and she sniffed. John pulled back, surprised. Are you crying? He seemed a little freaked out, like he didn't know whether this was a good sign or not. Elizabeth choked a laugh, wiping wetness away from her eyes before they could spill down her cheeks. "No, I'm not," she lied, as if it weren't obvious. "Just, you know, hormones." His lips twitched upward in faint amusement. "You know you've been pregnant all of minutes, and you're already using that excuse?" "Yes. Got a problem with that?" He shook his head and surrendered immediately. "No, ma'am." "Good, because I plan on raiding the expedition's ice cream stash after this, and I expect no cheek from you about it." "Wouldn't dream of it. But I think you might have to fight Ronan for it. He's got an obsession for ice cream. If you were a true gentleman, you'd fight him for me." He struggled a little and thought about it. "I'll defend your honor, if I have to." He paused, and then his voice turned somber, a little serious. Although she knew most wouldn't have picked up on that. "If you'll have me." God, she loved this man. She looked up at them and then pulled him down to her. "I was kind of in the middle of the process of having you, if you hadn't noticed." She kissed him once, slow and sweet, her mouth moving over his lips before she breathed. "John?" "Yeah." "You think we should have the wedding on the balcony?" He grinned against her lips. "Wouldn't have it any other way."